Hey guys, I'm Tiffany Jordan, a mom, a wife, a marketing expert, and a firm believer that success looks different. On this podcast, we're going to talk all things family, relationships, life, business, marketing, kids, goals, and the strategy to get you where you want to go. Think of this as your coffee or cocktail date with your biggest motivator. Now, let's talk spring break with kids. You guys. Okay. So spring break was a couple weeks ago for us. It seemed really early here in Florida. We were like the first week of March, which I thought was kind of crazy. But now we are headed into Easter, which for us is such a fun time. We spend a long weekend at the beach. We just grill, hang out. We do all the Easter activities, everything at the beach. But we do leave tonight. So we leave Thursday. We pick up the kids from school, head over to the beach, and we're there until Sunday. It is one of our absolute favorite things. Backstory to this, my husband's family has been doing this tradition for over 30 years. And for those of you that don't know, Robbie's cousin is my best friend from high school. So her and I met in weightlifting class. So random. We were the only girls in the class, and we had a lot of like mutual friends. Also, our dads worked together, and they've worked together for like 10 or 15 years before we had even met. So we had actually like known about each other because our dads would be like, oh, there's a girl. Like my dad would tell me, oh, there's a girl on the dance team. I work with her dad. And I'm like, Dad, I don't want to know like about this random who just like, I'm not going to be friends with some random just because you work with her dad. Like, no. And so I didn't know who she was. And then funny enough, we ended up meeting and becoming best friends. Even still now, her son is my godson. Like, we still hang out. But just like a funny backstory. But because she was my best friend, I've been going to their Easter weekend since I was in high school. And then even throughout the years, like if I was in town, which wasn't all the time, like after high school, because I was traveling with the circus or on horse shows. If I was in town, I would go to Easter weekend with them. So even before Robbie and I were together or dating or anything, I was hanging out there at their Easter weekends at the beach, and it was so much fun. So I already knew, obviously, his cousin because she was my best friend, and really his whole family. Like I had met all of them, was hanging out with them. So when we started dating, it was kind of like an easy transition because I already knew everybody. But his family is so, so big. I mean, Robbie is one of 5 kids. His mom is one of 8 kids. So there's like 50 plus people minimum. Like, and that's probably just family. It doesn't even count like the friends that people bring to hang out. So it is, you know, 50 plus people at the beach for a long weekend. And it's the absolute best. We love it. And I don't even know like if my kids like Christmas or Easter more, honestly, because this is something we look forward to all year long. It is the absolute best. But we are leaving for that this afternoon, which, not gonna lie, you know, there's a lot of like last minute things that just need to be done. And going from the kids' spring break into Easter weekend, lately, I feel like I've just been pulling myself back into like failing at the day before I even start. Because what I realized is when I go through anything like that's out of normal routine, when the kids are home or when, you know, we're going to be going out of town, it's like I almost stop doing the things that keep me on track or keep me going throughout the day and like making me have a successful day. It's like I stop doing those things and I'm not really sure why. Like it's such a bad habit for me to do. And it's just something that I've really been struggling with lately. And, you know, when I look back, it's like the whole goal in mine and Robbie's life was like, yeah, I mean, it would be great to have million-dollar businesses or whatever, but really, like, we want the luxury of time. Like, that has been our goal, and something that him and I really click and connect on is, like, we want to be able to take off a random Tuesday and go to the beach, or we want to be able to, like, you know, work in the morning and then take the kids, like, to the local zoo or something in the afternoon. And it's really, for us, has been trying to create this blend or integration when it comes to our career and personal life. Like, we don't just want to have a balance, because to me, a balance is like a moment in time. You can't sustain a balance. Because there's going to be times in your life where you are in hustle mode and you've got a lot of work to do, and the kids are in school and you are just in work mode. And that's okay, because you're then going to have the slower moments that where work isn't so hectic and it's all about the kids. And so whenever I, you know, sat down a few years ago to think about, like, what I really wanted out of my career and what I really wanted in life with kids, it was like, I will trade money for more time any day. Like, it for us has always been about the amount of time. And if you know Robbie, or like you watch our stories, Robbie is a big time into fishing. And so he will, like, if he doesn't have something on a random day, like, he will, we're part of a boat club, and so he will go rent a boat and go out fishing for the day. And that's the life that we have chosen to live. You know, everyone has different priorities. So just looking at, you know, what the major goal was, which was a work-life blend, a work-life integration, so that all of these moving pieces work together. Like, I am okay having to stay up later at night or do work a little later or wake up earlier. Okay, that one might be a little bit harder, right? But I am okay with that. Or even bringing my laptop in the car to work on the way to the beach this afternoon, which I'm probably going to have to do because I don't think I'm going to get everything done. But I'm okay with those things because I get to go to the beach this afternoon, right? Like, I'm okay with integrating my work and my life and showing my kids that, you know, these are the things that we have to do as parents, like, in order to provide this lifestyle. This is what our goal was. And so just take it back for a second over spring break. if you know us, like, personally, you know that, like, Robbie is the calm, collected, easygoing, while I am the one who's on the verge of a mental breakdown more often, right? Like, that is me, and he's the one that really keeps me grounded. And over spring break, I was really struggling. Like, I was struggling with the fact that, like, I wanted to spend time with the kids, but I had so much to do and, you know, starting the business and keeping it going and working, you know, on the pool business and trying to balance or blend all of these things, I was just really struggling with because the kids were home and I was out of our normal routine. And I felt like I was missing the mark because I wasn't making these big leaps in my business within a week's time or, you know, while the kids were home. And he gave me a hug and calmly reminded me that it's okay, because this is the reason that we have created these things. And, you know, this is the reason that we want to live this life and why, you know, we are choosing to work for ourselves and why we are choosing to move our path in this direction is so that I can, over spring break, you know, he might have some meetings that he has to do, and then I'm going to take the kids and I'm going to do fun things with them. And then I'm going to come back home and get some work done, and he's going to take the kids and go do something and play outside or give them baths or whatever it is while I'm trying to finish up my day. And so even though when our kids are home from spring break or summer or Christmas break, our days are shifted and our priorities are shifted. But after he told me that, like, I sat down at my desk and I was just like, okay, what am I missing here? Like, why have I failed before I've even started the day? Right? Like, have you ever woke up like that? And it's like your eyes open and you just start thinking of all the things that you need to get done. And it's like, I don't even know where to start, or I don't even know, like, I'm writing this to-do list and there's no way I'm going to get these 30, 40 things done in one day. Like, that is not possible. So I'm setting myself up for failure before the day has even started. Like, I can't win, right? I've already given myself a to-do list that I cannot get done. And I've set these expectations on myself of get started somewhere because we need to make a dent in this to-do list, right? And it's just, it can be so overwhelming. And so while I was thinking, like, okay, what am I missing when the kids are home? Like, what am I not doing to keep myself on track? Because when I am in a routine and take the kids to school and come home and prioritize my day, or go to the gym first and then come home and prioritize my day, like, I know that that is one of the things that I do in the morning every single day when the kids are in school and, like, we're on normal routine, is I set my top three priorities. And this is something that I have learned to do. I've listened to other entrepreneurs speak about it. I'm part of CEO School as a mastermind group. And Sanara Madani, she's absolutely fantastic. If you're looking for, like, a woman-led business group, I would 100% recommend it. She's the former founder of Stax, and she's created, like, a $1 billion business and sold it. So anyways, I take all of my advice from her because she's also a mama too, and, like, she is blending her life. And so again, like, take advice from people that you want to live like, right? So when I looked at what I wasn't doing, it was that I was not prioritizing my day like I should have been. Like, I was not setting up my top three priorities when the kids were home. And that was a game changer for me. It was like, here I am falling back into the things that I know I shouldn't be doing, or that I know that I can't be working with. So if you ever feel like you just can't get past the morning of this never-ending to-do list of, like, where the fuck do I start? Or, like, there's so much to do, I honestly, there's no way I'm going to get this done today. Try setting up yourself for success in the beginning. So it's okay to write down a to-do list. Like, I do still do this, but in my planner that I have, I use a Remarkable, like, writing tablet, and I do love it. Robbie got it for me for Christmas one year, and it's like electronic notebook. But in my planner that I have in here, there's also a weekly setup. So I do set, like, a lot of my, or write out my to-do list a lot in the weekly section. So that way, when I'm setting up myself for the day, I take a look at, like, okay, what are my top three priorities today? What are the top three things that absolutely have to get done? And now I don't put on my to-do list anymore things that, like, I know I have to do, which is, like, making the kids' lunches every day, or, like, going to the gym really isn't on my to-do list anymore because it has just become part of my routine. So the things that are part of my routine, picking up the kids, dropping them off, like, those things that I have nailed down because I absolutely have to do them, don't get put on the to-do list at all, right? So if you minimize those or take them off, you're able to kind of see exactly what your priorities are. So for me, just like today, for instance, today, my three top priorities are for this podcast to be recorded and published. That's one. The next thing is that it has to go out on social today at some point, right? I'm giving myself a little bit of grace on that one because it just has to be published. And if people are subscribed, they'll get the notification, right? And then after that, I'll post it on social, probably in the car on the way to the beach, to be honest, this afternoon. But it will get done. And then I also have to finish packing for the beach. Like, those are the absolute three top priorities, non-negotiables. They have to get done. Anything else that I do outside of those three things is extra. Listen to that. Anything else that I do outside of those top three priorities is extra. So when I look at my day and I start it, right, it's 9:30 a.m. and I wrote out my podcast outline, right? Like, guys, this was actually on my to-do list earlier this week, but because it didn't have to be done that day, sometimes it got shifted until today. And that's okay. And that's the beauty of the top three, is you know exactly what has to get done early in the day or at your prime time. Or even if you have to stay up late to finish those three things, it has to get done because they are your time crunch. They are your three priorities. And if you look at three things to say, okay, this is what has to get done today, everything else is extra, it is a lot easier to win than if you write a to-do list of 20 things and look at it and think like, holy shit, where do I even start? How do I even move on? So I do have other things on my to-do list, like finish all the laundry and fold it and put it away. But that is an extra. If I get to that today, that is a total bonus, because me doing this podcast, going to the beach, packing for that, the laundry can sit on the couch. It does all the time. It will be fine as long as we have everything clean that we need to go to the beach. Like, that is the priority. And so I've known that I cannot stress myself out about the other things that don't really matter, right? Like, the laundry sitting there, it doesn't really matter, right? Like, we're not going to be here anyways. It'll be here when we get back. And honest, like, let's be honest, the laundry sits on that couch 7 out of 7 days a week anyways. Like, we are not good about it. But for some reason, my toxic trait has taught me that I need to do all the laundry and fold it and put it away. I don't really know why it has before I pack, which I'm trying to let those things go. So the top three priorities is like, okay, I've recorded this podcast, like, and once that's done and I publish it, like, that is checked off. I only have two things left to do, right? Two things left. It makes your day so much more manageable. So after my mental breakdown, the first like Monday or Tuesday of spring break, you know, I started to sit down and be like, okay, what are my top three priorities? Like, even when the kids are, even when we're at the beach, like, what has to be done today? Do I have to do a social post for the business? Do I need to check the Facebook ads real quick? Like, yes, I can still do those things all while staying at the beach. Those things can all be done. But then my next priority is like disconnecting from the phone. So just getting back on track and identifying like what really is the priority for the day, what cannot budge, what is super important when it comes to my time management and I cannot move for the day, these three things are it. And so then when I look at the rest of the to-do list, I say, okay, I didn't get this done today. What can be moved? Like, what's moved to tomorrow? And my to-do list actually, like the other things outside of my top three priorities, the other list helps me then create what is the number one priority for the next day. What absolutely has to be done? What is going to keep me on track to hit my goals while also appreciating and understanding the season of life that I'm in that day, that week, that month? So your priorities should also go. Like, you don't want to set one priority of like during spring break cleaning the entire house, right? Like, your kids are home, they live there, and good Lord, like, if that's something that you can do, you are a superhero, because that is not a thing for me. I feel like I cannot keep my house clean when the kids are home for long extended periods of time. But hey, to each their own, right? But for me, I would not, like, I would be setting myself up for failure before I even started the day. It's not something that I would be able to do, right? So just identifying really what are the top three priorities and how can I get those things done so that I have been successful at the end of the day. What does success look like at the end of the day, right? And for me, success looks like this podcast being out, it's out on social, and we're at the beach at the end of the day. So I've packed all the things and we're there. The status of my house is irrelevant, honestly, at the end of the day. And so giving yourself a little bit of grace. So just remember, like, whether you are a work from home mom, a stay at home mom, or not even a mom at all, like just someone trying to get through the day or the week, like, you have to give yourself grace through these seasons. You are not always going to get everything done that you want to. You're not always going to be the most productive. And there isn't going to be a balance that you can upkeep. Like, that is a moment in time. You might be able to sustain it for a short period, but it's not going to be your long run. So being able to shift and move with the blend and the integration into your life, like, just take a look at all of those things so that when you wake up in the morning, you're setting yourself up for success versus failure. You don't want to set yourself up for failure before you even begin. All right. Well, this week was a little bit shorter of an episode, but here we are practicing what I preach, which is done over perfect. I hope that that was helpful. I hope that you take those top three priorities and work them into your life, because I do have to tell you, it is a game changer, and doing it, like, it is a game changer for me during a normal work week, but doing it while the kids are home or when we're out of our normal schedule is priceless. Like, I cannot even tell you, just every day, what are the top three priorities that have to be done? Like, you guys, life changing. Give yourself some grace. You're doing great. I'm here to be your biggest motivator and cheer you on. Not every day has to look as productive as the last, right? Sometimes a productive day is getting off of a meeting and playing the matching game with your kids, or taking them outside to play basketball for an hour, right? It doesn't have to be so hard. But I hope you all have a great rest of your week. If you haven't already, if you could like and subscribe, that way you get the notifications that come up when these publish. If you know I'm taking a little longer than normal to put them on social, I would greatly appreciate it. See you guys next week.